All right. Thank you so much, worship team. Talagang pang-concert yung kalidad nila. Thank you, Kuya Edgar. All right. Again, good evening, everyone. Welcome to our 7 p.m. service here in FNY. And for those of you who came here for the first time, my name is Ryan. I'm one of the campus missionaries here along with Pastor Dan, Edan, M, and Pastor Jeff. Okay, so we're on our second installment of our series for this month entitled Langit, Lupa, Impyerno. Ayan, and I just want to share this while Pastor Jeff was preaching last Sunday about what would happen in the end times. I remember what one of my experiences when I was in college, no, nasa college ako, I was studying back then in CEU, taking up journalism. And because tinatayo pa lang yung LRT noon, I would walk from Menjola to Lerma in Recto. And one day I was in my freshman year, I saw a lot of posters saying, Jesus is coming. Tapos may date nakalagay, October 26. So it went on and on every week. I saw those posters sa tabi ng UE, sa may Gastambide. If you're from U-Belt, you're familiar with those places. Even sa tabi ng FEU, may mga posters. No? And I keep thinking, naku, totoo kaya to? What if Jesus would return on October 26? Then one day, lo and behold, something happened. Dumaan na naman ako sa tabi naman ng FEU. May poster na naman. Jesus is coming, October 26. And you know what happened? May nag-spray paint. Nakalagay doon, only the Father knows. Yun. Sabi ko, sino ba itong naglakas loob na mag-spray paint? Nag-vandalism. Pero may sense yung sinabi niya. Anyway, what happened was, I woke up October 26. Umaga na October 26. I think it was one of our exams. And sabi ko, is this the day? Kung mamimit ko si Lord, do I look presentable? Payat pa ako na natawag talaga sa akin, ting-ting. No, I was so thin. So, October 26 went by, nothing happened. And several nights later, I was watching the news, and yun yung binalita. A lot of people sold their properties and went to a building in Makati, dun sa pinakataas nun, yung helipad, and they waited for the Lord to return. And what happened? Guess what? Walang nangyari. Nothing happened. Yung tao na nagpasimuno nun, wala na. They were waiting for that person. But that person went back to Korea. Iniwan na sila. So, funny thing, sabi ko, paano niya napaniwala yung mga tao na babalik na si Lord? What made them sell their business or leave their jobs just because someone told them that Jesus is coming back? Okay? So there's a text here tonight that I want to read to you because the same thing happened 2,000 years ago in a place called Thessalonica. I want to read our text in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 to 10. It says here, now concerning how and when all this will happen, dear brothers and sisters, we don't really need to write to you. For you know quite well that the day of the Lord's return will come unexpectedly like a thief in the night. When people are saying everything is peaceful and secure, then disaster will fall on them as suddenly as a pregnant woman's labor pains begin. And there will be no escape. But you aren't in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters, and you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief. For you are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to darkness and night. So be on your guard, not asleep like the others. Stay alert and be clear-headed. Night is the time when people sleep and drinkers get drunk. But let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation. Verse 9, for God chose to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, not to pour out His anger on us. And last verse, Christ died for us so that whether we are dead or alive, when He returns, we can live with Him. Say the last words with me. We can live with Him forever. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for that verse. Thank you for speaking to us through these 10 verses. We pray, Lord God, that you, Holy Spirit, would continue to speak to us in a personal and powerful way. Remind us, Lord, what we need to do, what we need to change in order to be ready, Lord, for your return. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's start with a little quiz. This is what I want you to do. I have a question for all of you. If, let's say it's already 7:40, if you suddenly found out that Jesus will be coming back tonight at exactly 12 midnight, what are the two things that you're going to do? So meron ka pang 4 or 5 oras. Pag alam nalaman mo na mamaya na babalik si Lord, mamayang alas 12 ng hating gabi, ano yung dalawang bagay na gagawin mo? Now, this is what I want you to do. Get a partner and tell that partner what you're going to do. You have 2 minutes. After 1 minute, magpalitan kayo. Oh, anong gagawin mo? Babalik na si Lord mamayang alas 12. Puntahan mo na yung crush mo. Sige na, sagutin mo na ako. Ha? O yung may utang sa'yo. Hoy, magbayad ka na. Mabalik na si Lord. Are you gonna eat 12 boxes of pizza? Tapos hindi ka na magbabayad. Total, babalik na si Lord. Ate, paki-off naman. Alright. Dalawang bagay lang. Ano yung gagawin mo? Magso-sorry ka dun sa kagalit mo? Alright, change partners. Nasabi nyo na? Alright. Sige. Ganito gagawin natin. Kuya Dean, may surprise ba tayo dyan? Tatawag ako ng dalawang tao na sasagot. Kung sino man yung tao na sasagot, they will get a prize. Ano yung prize, Kuya Dean? A box of chocolates from Canada. Alright, sige. Kanina natin sisimulan. Sige. Alright, sige. Simulan natin. Oh, ito, may poster pa. Sige, Kuya Dean, tawagin natin to. Ate, saan ka nag-aaral? Saan ka nag-aaral? Kalumpang National High School. Sige, ate, ano yung dalawang bagay na gagawin ng katabi mo kung darating na si Lord mamayang alas 12?
Sabi po niya, ano daw po, una daw po.
Oh, happy birthday. Birthday mo pala. Share may chocolate sa amin lahat mamaya, ha? Sige, ano yung dalawang bagay?
Magpipray daw po, tapos matutulog.
Darating na nga si Lord, matutulog ka pa? Okay, sige. Okay lang. Give her the box of chocolates. Okay, one more! One more! One more! One more! Sige. Sino? Kuya Dean, doon naman tayo sa likod. Ayan. Sige. Kuya Dean, yung naka-stripes ng pula na lalaki. Ayan. Sige, kuya. Saan ka nag-aaral?
Sa Leka po.
Leka.
Sa Quezon City.
Okay. Ano ang gagawin ng katabi mo pag nalaman niya na babalik na si Lord mamayang alas 12 ng hating gabi?
Magre-repent daw po siya ng sin.
Magre-repent ng sin? Alright. Ilang oras yung repentance niya? Baka umabot naman alas 12 yan. Baka mahaba. Ano yung pangalawang bagay? Ano yung second thing?
Wala na daw.
Wala na, magre-repent na lang. O baka naman gusto rin matulog. Alright, since isa lang yung sinabi niya, hatiin ng tsokolate. Alright, just give it to the guy. Alright, thank you. Alright, now that you've answered that question, I have a second question for you. If you didn't know the exact day, would you still be doing the same thing? Alam mo, darating si Lord mamaya alas 12, kaya gagawin mo yan. Pero pang di mo alam, yung pagbabalik ni Lord, would you do the same thing? You know what? Pag pinag-uusapan ng end times, karaniwan ng focus natin is on the scary things. 2,000 years ago in Thessalonica, it's one of the churches founded by Paul on his missionary journey. Thessalonica is in Greece. Okay? I think it's Ang pangalan niya ngayon ay Salonica na. Wala na yung Tessa. Salonica na lang. It's in the lower part of Greece. And the people there, at that time, were experiencing persecution. Sa lugar na yun, halo-halo kasi may Greek, may Romans, may Christians. So yung majority, Romans and Greeks, they were offended by some of the beliefs of the Christians. That's why they were persecuting them. And sa sobrang hirap na dinadanas ng mga Thessalonians, they started crying out to God, Lord, bumalik ka na! Lord, hirap na kami, bumalik ka na, please. Parang awa mo na. Ito, kinukuha yung mga ari-arian namin. Binubugbog kami, sinasaktan kami. Lord, please, come back. And some of them thought that, ito na yung pagbabalik ni Lord. Kaya pag namamatay yung mga kamag-anak nila, Lord, asan ka na? Kala ko babalik ka. Bakit namatay itong kapatid ko or itong lola ko? Alright? And there was lots of talk about what would happen during the end times. There were speculations, but kinat sila ni Paul. Okay? Kinat sila ni Paul. Sabi ni Paul sa verse 6, "So be on your guard, not asleep like the others. Stay alert and be clear-headed. Night is the time when people sleep and drinkers get drunk." Before I proceed here further, I want to show you a picture about the end times. Yan. Imagine that happening tonight. Would you be ready? Would you honestly say that I am ready, Kuya Ryan? Another picture. You know what? Everything in the Bible, pag sinasabi kasing end times, what we are thinking about is katakot-takot na bagyo, earthquakes of a magnitude we can only dream about, 10.9 in the Richter scale, wars so destructive na sabi sa Bible, I think it's in Zechariah, malulusaw yung mga balat natin. And because of so much war, sabi sa Bible, yung dugo daw parang ilog because of so many people that have died. And the stars would fall, sabi sa Matthew 24, the moon will stop shining, the sun will stop shining. Imagine watching the movie 2012 10 times bigger. That's the end times. But wait! Teka lang mga kapatid. Sabi ni Paul, huwag kang mag-focus dyan. You think about these things, pero mag-shift gear tayo ngayon. Parang kotse, nasa second gear tayo, third gear tayo ngayon. Don't focus on that. Yes, it will happen, but the big question is not the if and the when. Yung if, mangyayari ba yan? Yes. When? Kailan? Only the Father knows. Unless you want me to spray paint here also. But the question is, what now? Alam mo na nga mangyayari yun. Ano yung gagawin mo ngayon? Would you buy lots of food? Magtatago ka sa kuweba? Doon mo na hintayin si Lord? Magkukulong ka na sa kwarto mo? Tago ka? Kaya nga sabi ni Paul, di ba? Be clear-headed. Ang sabi ni Paul, ang focus mo, yung ngayon. The now. Not in the future because guaranteed it will happen. Everything that was prophesied about Jesus' first coming happened. Lahat na sinasabi ng Bible nangyari. Itong second coming ni Lord, I guarantee you everything that was said in the Bible will also happen. So anong gagawin mo ngayon? It's the what now. Now there are three things the Bible says that we should do, telling us to do while waiting for the Lord to happen. Okay? It answers the question, now what? Anong gagawin ko ngayon, Kuya Ryan? Okay. Three things. First, make sure you are ready. I want to read Matthew 25, verse 1 to 5. "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like the bridesmaid who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. The five who were foolish didn't take enough olive oil for their lamps, but the other five were wise enough to take along extra oil. When the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep." Next verse. Verse 4. Ah, yan. Okay. So, verse is saying that during Jesus' time, hinihintay nila yung mga bridegroom na, yung bridegroom na dumating. And while waiting, kasi medyo madilim pa, meron lampara yon, gasera kung tawagin ngayon. May oil yon. And yung lima doon, nagdala ng extra oil, yung lima hindi. Yung lima na hindi nagdala, papetiks-petiks lang. Kasi iniisip nila, matagal pa naman darating yung bridegroom, may time pa kaming bumili. And they fell asleep, or sa time natin ngayon, naging busy sila sa maraming bagay, and boom, biglaan, andyan na yung bridegroom. Wala na silang lamp. So sabi nila doon sa lima na meron, pahingin naman ng extra oil nyo. Ngayon sabi nung limang meron, hindi pwede. Kami naman yung mawawalan pag binigay namin itong extra sa inyo. So the five who brought extra oil were entertained in the party while the five who didn't missed the party. Hindi sila nakapasok. And so comes with us that if you know something is going to happen, you choose the way you live. Sino dito yung mga nakapagdebo na? Honestly. Yung nakapagdebo na 10 years ago. Alright. Sige. You know what? Making sure you're ready because something will happen eh. Pag magdedebo na yung mga ladies, you get ready. Several weeks pa lang or months pa lang bago ka magdebo, nagpapapayat ka na. Diba? Papareduce. Hindi na kumakain ng kanin, salad na lang. Diba? Hindi na umiinom ng gatas, ay ng soft drinks, gatas na lang. Everything, you're getting ready. Diba? Kasi alam mo, mayroong mangyayari eh. And, pag alam mo, may exam ka bukas, ano yung gagawin mo ngayon? Magdodota? Ah, okay. Matutulog. Sige. Pag alam mo may exam ka bukas, nagre-review ka, you study now. Ayain ka man ang barkada mo na mag-hangout sa mall, you have to decline. Kasi you have to get ready for what will happen tomorrow, yung exam mo. Diba? At least, you have to prepare. And pag alam mong gagraduate ka, sino yung graduating dito? Congratulations in advance. Okay? Praise God. High school man yan o college. When I was about to graduate in college, I had this one ball pen, the Parker ball pen. I had it for 4 years. From first year to fourth year, yun yung ginagamit ko. And when I was about to graduate, sabi ko, hindi ko ipapamigay ito kahit kanino. Itatago ko lang to as a souvenir of my 4 years of hardship in college. Pati yung ID ko, hindi ko na i-surrender. Buti na lang, pinag-graduate ako. Anyway, it's still a souvenir there. But what did I do? Bumili ako ng long sleeves na polo. Bumili ako ng bagong slacks. Bumili ako ng sapatos na leather for the graduation ceremony. Diba? Hindi ka gigising isang araw, gigisingin ka ng parents mo, graduation na anak. Wala ka man lang slacks, wala kang sapatos, hindi ka man lang mga babae, hindi ka man lang nagpa-riban, nagpa-hairdo or whatever. Diba? Pupunta ka sa graduation, sa PICC kami noon, tayo-tayo yung buhok mo, di ba? Amoy kama ka, siguro ikaw lang yung different, hindi ka ready. But you have to be prepared. That's why, alam mong darating si Lord, kailangan naghahanda ka rin ngayon. Hindi porket, hindi mo alam kung kailan darating si Lord, magpe-petix ka. And do not be lulled into complacency. I want to read 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 to 4. Most importantly, I want to remind you that in the last days, scoffers will come mocking the truth and following their own desires. They will say, what happened to the promise that Jesus is coming again? From before the times of our ancestors, everything has remained the same since the world was first created. Alright, kung titignan mo yung mundo ngayon, yes, there's wars, there's earthquakes, there's calamities, but when you read the news on the bright side, there's also good things that are happening. Diba? Ang daming nare-report na magaganda ng mga gobyerno sa Europe, mas gumaganda yung economy nila, and naging tiger economy na ulit tayo, ang Pilipinas. Kung titignan mo, the world has gotten smaller because of the internet, YouTube, texting, what have you. Lumilit na yung mundo natin, and everything seems so great. And sometimes people will say to you, nako, okay pa. Okay pa, hindi pa babalik si Lord. Matagal pa yan. Tignan mo naman, everything is okay. Oh. Gumaganda na nga yung mundo natin. Eh. Diba? Dito sa Pilipinas, nagiging okay na yung ekonomiya natin. Kaya relax ka lang muna. Well, let me tell you something. Sabi sa 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2. For you know quite well that the day of the Lord's return will unexpectedly come like a thief in the night. Biglaan darating si Lord. Yesterday, I was in the JKC room and I heard one of the students talking. Naglalakad daw siya sa footbridge. Biglang nararamdaman niya, bumibigat yung bag niya. Pagtingin niya sa likod niya, may nakita siyang kamay. Maka ganun sa kanyang bag, sa kanyang knapsack. No? Kinakalikot, kung may cellphone, kung may wallet. Tapos nung nakita niya yung mandurukot, biglang binunot yung kamay, nagpanggap na may asawa, malis na. Let me tell you something. Yung mandurukot ba na yon? Bago niya dukutan yung kasama natin, magpapaalam ba? Hello? Sabay tayo maglakad. Siya nga pala, pwede ba kitang dukutan? Diba? You think she would do that or that person would do? No. Just as unexpectedly, yung mandurukot, umatake dun sa kasama natin. Same thing with the Lord's return. Kaya nga sabi sa Thessalonians kanina, when everything is going well, masusurprise ka na lang, nandyan na si Lord. And the second thing, and this is my favorite, is preach the gospel. Ayan. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14 says, and the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come. Ang question dito, lahat ba ng tao sa mundo nakarinig na about kay Jesus? Yung mga tribu ba sa Mountain Province, narinig na ba si Jesus? Yung mga tribu sa Africa, yung mga tao sa Norway, yung mga tao sa US, lahat ba yan? Do they know Jesus? Do they at least have a chance to believe in Jesus? No. Let me tell you this story. You know, I was supposed to show a video. Kaya lang it's disturbing. It's about a 2-year-old girl in China who got swiped. Nabunggo siya sa kalsada ng isang rumaragasang kotse. Tumalsik siya, but she was still alive. She was there in the pavement, bleeding, duguan, hindi makatayo. And what happened then was, people passed by her without helping her. At ang nakakalungkot doon, hindi lang isa, hindi lang dalawa, hindi lang tatlo, hindi lang apat, hindi lang lima, 18 people passed that child without even helping her. Nakikita mo ng duguan na bata, nilagpasan mo. Now, bakit? Let me tell you some of the reasons. Nagmamadali ako, late na ako sa appointment ko, mapapagalitan ako ng boss ko, yung iba na lang. Late na ako, mapapagalitan ako ng teacher ko, yung iba na lang. May kausap ako, yung iba na lang. Takot ako sa dugo, yung iba na lang. Now, yung last na dumaan, naisip niya siguro, duguan! Madudumihan tong bagong kotse ko, ayoko! Takot ako sa dugo. Yung iba na lang. Now, you say those people are cruel. Those 18 people are cruel. Let me tell you are cruel also if you don't share the gospel to your family, to your friends, to your classmates. Some of them are hurting, looking for real answers. And let me tell you, there's no real answer except Jesus. But if you don't share them, kapareho mo yung 18 na katao na yon. Hinahayaan mo silang mamroblema. Hinahayaan mo silang mamatay balang araw without even sharing what God or Christ did for them. Cruel. Tingnan mo yung sarili mo. Ako ba cruel? Magre-reunion ka na naman sa December. Kailan mo sasabihin si Jesus dun sa mga kapamilya mo? Yung classmate mo sa school, pasaway. Hindi mo alam kaya lang siya ganun. Because he has a dysfunctional family. He wants to hear Jesus, pero walang nagsishare sa kanya. Think about your parents. You're so concerned about your own safety and salvation. Gusto mong matiyak na ligtas ka pag nangyari na yung mga yon. Pero di mo iniisip, yung nanay at tatay mo, yung kapatid mo, kung mangyari na yon, saan sila pupunta? Naiisip mo ba yon? Are you thinking about those things? Or petics ka lang? Everything is well, everything is okay. Have fun. Same routine every day. But let me warn you, sabi nga ni Paul, it will come suddenly like a thief in the night. And you don't expect it when that happens. Compared to the 18 people who were heartless, I want to share to you my favorite hero, my man, my dude. Pinaka-paborito kong, not character, but hero. I shared this to you before, but I want to share to you again. His name is John Harper. Do you? Yan. Si John Harper was a pastor who traveled in the Titanic from England going to New York. And when the time came that Titanic sank, everybody was clamoring and fighting for lifeboats para maligtas sila. And what John Harper did was to put his daughter, in a lifeboat, and he proceeded to do something different. Instead of trying to save himself, nag-aagawan yung mga tao para iligtas yung sarili nila, siya ibang ginawa niya. Actually, he said something here. Sabi niya, women, children, and the unsaved into the lifeboats. Yung mga babae at mga bata, at kung ikaw, hindi ka pa nakakarinig ng mensahe ng Panginoon, pumunta ka sa lifeboat because you don't deserve to die yet because God would want you to be saved. And he died. That guy died. But the way he died is totally commendable. Saludo ako sa kanya because he died saving souls and bringing them to Christ. That's what he did compared to the 18 people. That part of the Titanic was never shown in the movie. Wala naman pakialam ang Hollywood, ba't nila ipapakita yun? What's the gain? Siyempre, love story ang focus, but that thing really happened. Could you be like John Harper? Would devote your time and energy just to save people? As Pastor Steve said, Pastor Steve Merle, God is concerned with the ends of the earth rather than the end times. Mas concerned si God sa kaligtasan ng mga tao, hindi yung mga mangyayari na lindol, gera, nuclear war, matutunaw yung mga balat. Hindi concerned si God doon kasi nakafix na yun eh. Ang concern ni God, yung mga taong hindi pa ligtas. It might be your parents, your sister, your classmate, your teacher in physics, might be your teacher in history. It might be someone, and who knows, it might even be your crush. Oh, di ba? But, yun nga, God has a mission for us, and that's to preach the gospel around us in the way we live and in what we say. And if there's only one thing that I regret, you know, kung darating na si Lord, right at this moment, come on, Lord, come on, take me. Sige, Lord, let's do it. Sama niyo na ako, but there's one thing I would regret. You know what that regret is? My only regret, deep within my heart, is I will no longer be able to go to Hillcrest, to ICCT, to Savior School, to Faith Christian School, to all the schools here in Metro East na gusto kong puntahan para ma-share ko yung love ni God sa mga estudyante. Para masabi ko sa kanila, bro, di mo kailangan mag-drugs. Di mo kailangan magkaroon ng sangkaterbang girlfriend for you to have fulfillment in life. You only need the Lord. Yun lang. I always think about all the students. Yes, may mga na-save, but in my mind, there's always this thing that I could have saved more. Sana marami pa akong na-sharean ng gospel. Yun lang yung regret ko. And third thing, live a life that honors God. Now, let me ask you a question. If Jesus came back tomorrow, what would you be embarrassed by what He would find you doing? Kung bumalik si Lord bukas, ano yung bagay na ginagawa mo na maaari kang mapahiya pag naabutan ka ni Lord? Halimbawa, mamayang madaling araw, bumalik si Lord, nagko-computer ka oh. Talagang nakanganga pa, wow, tapos biglang pagtingin mo, hi Lord, ah, teka muna, sandali, wag mo titignan. Diba? Nahihiya kasi kung ano yung tinitignan mo dun sa laptop mo or sa desktop mo. Nahihiya ka. Or, baka bigla kang magtago sa CR pag nakita mo si Lord. Are you living a life that honors God? What are you living for today? What are your priorities? No? I want to read 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. I want to read verse 7 to you guys. Sabi sa verse 7, and by the same word, the present heavens and earth have been stored up for fire. They are being kept for the day of judgment when ungodly people will be destroyed. Yung priority mo ngayon, ano man yan, kaya relationship man yan o studies, masusunog yan. Walang matitira. Lahat ng gamit dito, masusunog. Mount Everest, Mount Fuji, Rice Terraces, Grand Canyon, Pacific Ocean, lahat yan mawawala. Everything. The first world was destroyed by water. Nung panahon ni Noah, this time it's gonna be by fire. And hindi ko kaya natatakot, yan ang sinasabi ng word ni God. So ang priority mo, ganito, ganyan, why would you do it? What's the lasting glory? Went to Kuya Matt's house before, wall to ceiling, medals and trophy. Sabi ko, wow, prospective. Nako, pag mga ngalakal pala ako, kikita ko rito, ang daming tanso, ang daming silver, ang daming gold. Pwede kong ibenta, wall to ceiling. But I tell you, marami ka man medals, Dean's Lister ka, valedictorian ka, or whatever, pagdating nung time na yon, nako, parang Roman candle yan, na sumisilab. Nothing. So what would you focus on today? Ano yung dapat mong i-focus? Live a life that honors God. We look forward so much on what the world has to offer. But there's another world which is eternal. Naka-focus ka lang sa ngayon kasi akala mo matagal pa si Lord. Hindi mo alam, anytime pwede nang bumalik. Hindi ka nagpo-focus dun sa eternal. Ano ba yung eternal, Kuya Ryan? Yun nga, sinabi ko sa iyo kanina eh. Ang madadala mo lang sa kabilang buhay, yung mga taong naligtas dahil binahagyan mo sila ng word ni God, shinerming word ni God nila, kaya pagdating nyo sa heaven, nandun din sila. That's it. Yung medal mo, yung kotse mo, yung iPhone mo, whatever gadget it is, kahit yung kung sino mang ka-relationship mo, pag hindi niya kilala si Lord, masusunog yan. Wala yan sa heaven. Only people that were saved because you cared enough to share the gospel to them. And your family who hears the gospel and are saved, they will be there in heaven. But other than that, sorry, kahit yung Malacanang Palace, White House, wala doon. Now, kung papaano mo tinitignan yung end times, kung ano yung view mo doon sa end times, yun ang ipamumuhay mo ngayon. How you view the end times, sabi nga, do we have it on screen? How our view of the end times determines how we live today. Kung ang view mo sa end times, matagal pa. Nako, mag-aasawa pa ako, Kuya Ryan. O, pepetix ka ngayon. But if you believe, like what the Bible says, that the Lord will come anytime, you will prepare yourself. You will live a life that honors God and you will be ready and you will share the gospel. And I want to end with this story. I want to end with this story about a guy in the States who was going to a wedding. And dun sa States, di naman sila Pilipino, kaya pag may kasal, wala naman nakabarong Tagalog doon. Nakatuksido sila because it's a wedding. And this guy, while he was driving along the highway, bigla siyang nawala ng gas. So he had to go back to a gas station. And doon sa gas station, hindi yan katulad ulit dito sa Pilipinas na may gasoline boy. Doon self-service. Waba siya doon sa kotse niya, kinuha niya yung gasoline pump, nilagay niya doon sa kotse niya. While he was filling his car with gas, lots of vehicles were passing, daming sasakyan na dumadaan, tapos tinitignan siya. Sabi, sino tong taong to? Nakatuksido, tapos naglalagay ng gasolina. Tawa lang siya ng tawa, hindi niya pinapansin. Bakit? Kasi in his mind, sabi niya, I'm dressed for where I am going, not for where I am right now. This is just a stopover. Nakatuksido ako kasi may pupuntahan ako. Hindi ako nakatuksido dahil naglalagay ako ng gas. Itong paglalagay ko ng gas, stopover lang to. Pero makakarating din ako doon at kailangan doon nakatuksido ako. And I am ready. What about you guys? Are you living a life that honors God today? Nare-realize mo ba na itong mundo na to, stopover lang to? My grandma died last August 12, 85 years old. The funny thing is, yung sister niya, buhay pa, 95 years old naman. Whether 85 or 95, mamamatay ka rin. This is only a stopover. Or maabutan mo si Lord, whatever. But ang tanong, are you ready? Are you dressed? Are you dressed for the occasion na mamimit mo si Lord? I wanna read our last verse before we pray. Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 to 39. Says here, when the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in the days in Noah's day. In those days before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered his boat. People didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them all away. That is the way it will be when the Son of Man comes. Nung panahon ni Noah, bago gunawin ni Lord yung mundo noon ng flood, He gave the people time to repent. So every morning you wake up, let me tell you something, tandaan mo to lagi pagising mo sa umaga. Every morning you wake up, binibigyan ka ng chance ni Lord to repent and accept Him in your life. And people did not listen during the time of Noah. They kept on partying, they kept on doing those things. Minamak pa nila si Noah, 10 years na, but wala pa yung Diyos na sinasabi, wala naman nangyayari. Marrying and partying until the end. Until one day, andun na yung flood. But the good thing about that was God made a way for Noah to be saved. And that was through the ark. Noah was saved. The righteous Noah and his family were saved because of the ark. That was then. Now, let's jump now. Ano ngayon yan, Kuya Ryan? Well, let me tell you the truth. And this is the gospel that I want to share to you. God has also made a way for us to be saved. Yung mga mangyayaring yon, gera, lindol, earthquake, the sun will stop shining, meteors, whatever, comets falling down, that is not meant for you. That is not meant for you. And because it wasn't meant for you, God made a way for you to be saved. And the ark of safety this time is none other than Jesus Christ. That's why it's gonna happen. Kaya gumawa ng paraan si God. Jesus died so that He could pay for the penalty of for your sins. And di mo na kailangan danasin yung mga katakot-takot na pangyaring yun. Why? Simple. Four-letter words. Love. God loves you. It was never meant for you, all those things. The question is, I just want to ask this. What are you living for today? Are you living for God or for yourself alone? And I want to leave this one point with you before we close in prayer. Jesus is the ark of safety. So you live your life for Him today. Get high grades, study, get a job someday. But live your life as if Jesus will be coming back tomorrow, not in the future.